What does God want? Now, here is something to chew on, and probably something no one else has ever told you, so be prepared for your head to explode as you try to wrap your mind around this. This is what the Urantia book says. Right now, there are billions of new galaxies in formation. According to the Urantia book, we live in the current first super universe level, comprised of 7 separate super universes, each with a trillion worlds that will eventually be inhabited by ascenders such as ourselves. We are ascenders. We ascend in spirit and soul. Our life here matters because we are being prepared for not only our next phase of living, what many call heaven, but we also have to do something when we get there. God has big plans, big plans. Now, who do you think is going to run those new galaxies? When you look at Andromeda, that is looking away from paradise. We're looking into the new regions of outer space where there are thousands of universes coming into formation. Who do you think is going to work with the evolutionary beings like ourselves who are spawned on these trillions of new worlds that are coming into existence? Who do you think is going to help plan for future ascenders to attain God and lead them toward the plan of perfection attainment? This is why God looks at what we do in our life here and now, determines who's useful, who isn't. He gives everyone 24 hours a day to use, but what do we do with that time? It's up to us. But let me tell you what he's looking for. Loyalty, trust, reliability, faithful stewardship, honesty, integrity, patience, forbearance, courage, mercy, and love. Every single one of us is capable of being those things. The question is, how often do we try to be those things in our daily living? I talk all of the time about the need to do something, to be active, to go out and make some kind of impression or difference, and not be afraid of the results, or hitting a few speed bumps, getting a few bruises along the way. This is what we're supposed to do. This is what life is for, serving others, becoming servants to the universe and God's growing creation, a creation that we get to be a part of. He needs foot soldiers for faith. He needs people with decency and courage to enlist in the infinite adventure. That is what God wants. How do I know this? What's the alternative? God wants nothing? There is no God? There is no universal plan? Let me share with you just one or two quotes that you can ponder over the next couple of days. These statements are from Paper 31, are about the future plans of ascendant human beings who survive mortal death, who possess souls. It talks about the ascendants who accept the mission, so to speak, which only means they have or possess some degree of spiritual faith. And with that spiritual faith opens this future estate. So if you have faith in that concept, consider the following statements from the Revelators of the Urantia book, Paper 31. We, the author stating this, venture the forecast of future and greater outer universes of inhabited worlds, new spheres peopled with new orders of exquisite and unique beings. Those of us who have acquired this unique experience during the youth of the universe will treasure it throughout all future eternity. And many of us speculate that it may be the mission of the gradually accumulating reserves of the ascendant and perfected mortals to administer these outer universes. There actually is a vast and new system of universes gradually organizing in the domains of outer space. New orders of physical creations, enormous and gigantic circles of swarming universes upon universes far out beyond the present bounds of the peopled and organized creations, are actually visible through your telescopes. At present, these outer creations are wholly physical. They are apparently uninhabited and seem to be devoid of creature administration. It is increasingly the belief of all Uversa that is the name of our universe that we live in, that the assembling core of the finality are destined to some future service in the universes of outer space, where we already are able to identify the clusterings of at least 70,000 aggregations of matter, each of which is greater than any one of the present superuniverses. 70,000 aggregations of matter. So today, when we think about what God wants, think about the future and what that means. Life is about growth, and we are part of life, and therefore we are part of its growth. Our participation means everything. Or, as my favorite line from Jordan Peterson goes, what you do matters more than you think. Thanks for checking in, and we'll see you next time right here on the Urantia Radio Podcast. Also, check us out online at urantiaradio.net and email us at urantiabookradio@gmail.com. Be sure to give a review of this podcast on your favorite podcast site. We'd love to get some feedback from you. Urantia Radio Podcast. Thanks again.